Mission Control, come in. Mission Control, do you read?
Mayday. Mayday. On re-entry into Earth's orbit, I seem to have fallen into, I don't know, some kind of tear in time and space. My coordinates are unknown. This is even Earth. Ship's instruments indicate should be White Sands, New Mexico. Obvious error. Is anyone receiving this? Come back. Recovery team! Recovery team, fix coordinates now! Where the hell am I? Somebody respond! Recovery team, come back, goddammit! Is anybody still out? Oh god! Oh god! Does anyone
This is Today with Matt Lauer.
We're back now with Dr. Rick Marshall, whose new book arrives in stores tomorrow. It was back in Oslo, Doctor, last month that you just startled your colleagues with this theory of yours that takes science in a completely new direction, quantum paleontology.
Quantum paleontology, that's correct.
What exactly is that?
Well, it's not to say modestly, it's our very future, Matt. It's the only real solution to solving this fossil fuel crisis we're experiencing. And it boils down to two simple words.
Renewable biofuels.
Close. Time warps.
Time warps?
Time warps.
You're serious about this?
I'm deadly serious. 5 years, over $50 million on my research.
You've spent $50 million of your own money studying time warps?
No, that's adorable. No, taxpayers' money. I don't have $50 million.
And now you're asking for more.
It's all explained in my book.
I know, we plugged the book.
My other car is a time machine, Bantam Books, Amazon.
We are living in a time right now with huge cuts in spend. I saw. Huge cuts in spending.
Right.
We're in dire economic straits, and you're spending $50 million on studying time warps. How do you not think that's irresponsible?
Well,
are you smoking?
No, I'm making a balloon animal here.
But you can't smoke in the studio.
Okay, no one told me that.
You can't.
Fine. There are huge amounts of trans-dimensional energy out there just waiting for us to throw the switch. Energy crisis averted.
You are asking people to stake the entire future of industrialized civilization on what you call parallel dimensions. What about the critics who have a fair question, Doctor? They say this theory of yours is not science, it is non-science, and some are even more blunt and they say it's nonsense. How do you respond to that?
My critics.
Your critics. And there are a lot of them.
Can you be more specific?
Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking says this is nonsense. That's his word.
Okay, you know what? This interview's over.
Why?
Because what your producer said, you wouldn't bring that up, all right?
It's a fair question.
No, it's not. It's a hatchet job.
That was my guest, Dr. Rick Marshall.
Goddamn
whose
right
book
it was.
Arrives in stores tomorrow. You might want to look for it in the I'm out of my freaking mind department. When we come back, trampolines, summer fun, or silent killer. Are you out of your mind?
I'm so
what, are you crazy?
Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed colleagues, I'll conclude with this. Our very future depends on one thing. Tachyons. Subatomic particles that move so incredibly fast, they actually travel backwards in time. Ask yourself, what if there was a device that could harness these tachyons? We could open and travel through warps in time and space. What's that? Not in our lifetime? My friends, I've designed such a device. I give to you the tachyon amplifier. Genius in a box. Only with this device, you don't travel forwards or backwards. You travel sideways in time. To another dimension where past, present, and future all meet. And lights. All right. Any questions? Oh, great. Yes. You, right there, young man.
Yeah. If you shot a ton of pot at the sun, would it burn up and get everybody high?
No. Are there any real questions that pertain to science?
Do you teach the Alice?
Why were you crying in the bathroom before this presentation?
How come it looks like you're about to cry now?
Do dinosaurs have boobs?
That's it. Everybody out of here. Get out of here. Go play in the parking lot. Go run around on the freeway. I don't care.
Hey, guys. Get some sugar.
I have a question. Did you ever try to make the Tacken amplifier?
Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Holly Cantrell. I studied all your work at Cambridge. I think you're brilliant.
Well, Holly from Cambridge, who thinks I'm brilliant? I started, but I didn't finish, so no.
No, but you have to build it. I mean, it's the most incredible... What are you eating?
It's a donut stuffed with M&Ms. That way, when you finish the donut, you don't have to eat any M&Ms.
But don't you see? You are absolutely right. Everything...
Stop. Chasing that theory got me laughed out of mainstream science and landed me here. But you know what? I don't have anyone to blame but myself. Because as they say, if you don't make it, it's your own damn fault. That's a bitch slap of truth right there.
If your theories are such rubbish, then explain this. That fossil is over 265 million years old with an imprint of a $10 lighter. Go on, explain that. I found it out in the desert along with crystals like this that radiate pure tachyon energy. Go on. Explain that.
Dr. Marshall, please return the page.
Dr. Marshall? Oh, my God. Are you all right? Hey, help me get... Here, sling this. Oh, dear.
I'm fine. I'm okay. I just worked late. Oh, and I got hungry. Had several meals and lapsed into a food coma. I've had issues with food in the past. I don't know, you know, just with the stress of everything, I just overdid it. But I'm in control. And I don't have to go back to Phoenix.
I wanted to come and apologize for yesterday. My behavior was just...
No.
You finished the tachyon amplifier!
No, I mean, yes. I don't know. I finished building it, yes, but I didn't have the nerve to test it out. So I thought a trip to Arby's might give me some courage. No dice. Then I hit Popeye's, Del Taco. 14,000 calories later, I found myself down at Subway, powering through a 12-inch veggie on whole wheat, babbling to a cutout of Jared. Still didn't give me the strength to turn that thing on. I'm a coward.
You are not a coward. You're a visionary. This is probably the greatest work of genius in the last 100 years.
Dad, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. I'm it.
Was that a chorus line?
It's leftover data from the drive. What a piece of crap. The machine, I mean. Not a chorus line. I love show tunes. They really tell the story of the human condition.
It's a bit gay.
It is great.
Right. Dr. Marshall, you're going to stop selling yourself short. We're on the verge of major discovery. Now get up.
Whoa, where are we going?
We're going to go and test this little device in the field.
You're crazy? I'm not prepared for a field test.
No, we're not going to make a big deal out of it. It's just a routine expedition.
A routine expedition?
Purely routine. The Devil's Canyon Mystery Cave.
This dump is a portal?
Well, just look at these readings. We've just got to get back in that cave.
No problem. The place is obviously abandoned.
Not exactly.
So what's your pleasure? I got Roman candles, bottle rockets, Twitter glitters, dancing butterflies. This little bitch here I call the Mexican vasectomy. Yeah? Okay, that's some bad taste. How about this? This little travel mug I like to call the perfect woman. Big old set of boobies, no head, and a handle.
Mm-mm. Look, we want to go in the cave, all right?
Okay, how about this? Y'all spend $30 on crap, I'll give you a deluxe tour. It all goes to a great cause. The Devil's Canyon Resort and Casino.
Wow, that's nice craft.
7,000 luxuriously appointed rooms, 3 casinos, 1 convention center, ass tons of parking, and when everything is complete, I will turn the tip of this golden teepee into my personal lair, and I will take a mate and live the rest of my life with her up here. And when we fight and she pisses me off, I will banish her to this tip, where she will be kept as a prisoner and a slave. Y'all gonna buy anything?
Yeah, fine.
Hey, Ern, taking these guys to the cave. Watch the store. Close your mouth while you're breathing, like we talked about, making everybody over here feel weird. Prepare to meet your darkest fears inside the depths of the Devil's Canyon Mystery Cave. Rule number 1, keep your arms and legs inside the boat. Rule number 2, have a kick-ass awesome time. But be warned, you may get wet.
I'm sorry, May. Actually, I need to know, this equipment cannot get wet.
Not you, Mary Poppins. Boom, chicka, wow, wow, wow.
Say that again and I'll drown you.
Good to go.
Woo! Cave ride begins! Woo!
Caveologists say this old cave is 100 years old and holds 1,000 mysteries. Or is it 1,000 years old and 100 mysteries? Well, that, my friends, is just one of the mysteries.
Say what you will, the man is a showman.
Without a doubt, this cave is most infamous for the legend of the Devil's Canyon Lizard Man. He's been seen around these parts since the Pilgrim times, snapping his claws, hissing, trying to eat people up, lurking about in the dark, dark shadows of this very cave. But those are just legends, aren't they? Aren't they?
Are you asking us?
No, I'm not. Ernie, aren't they?
Here comes Will.
Ah! Oh, God. Woo! Oh, the lizard man. You're paying for that.
I most definitely am not.
You know, I'm sitting here trying to give you guys a really awesome adventure, and you guys are giving me nothing in return. I got the gloves on, the hat, the pageantry.
Polly, I'm getting a strong tachyon reading. I think I can boost the hell out of the signal with the resonant wave.
Go for it.
Man, you guys don't even care.
God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it.
No, no. There are no show tunes on this ride.
Something's happening. Is this part of the ride?
No, Hoss, this ain't me. This is an earthquake.
Greatest earthquake ever known.
Marshall, I think you should turn it off. Oh, Mr. Meter.
Swim, Holly. We're moving.
This isn't me. This isn't me.
Why are we moving so fast?
Do I look like I know what's going on?
What's that sound? Is there a waterfall in here?
Hell no, dude! This isn't even a real stream! It's industrial runoff from the soap factory down the street!
What's that?
Oh, shit!
This is not a routine expedition!
I gotta say, I did not see that coming.
Ernie! You bastard! That was way too fast! Ernie! Too fast!
Marshall! I think you should come and look at this. Do you realize what this means?
Yes! It means Matt Lauer can suck it!
Holly, are you rolling?
Yep.
That was a Viking ship! Hey, and a Cessna! Shut up! Just shut up! Okay, currently in our party. Me, Dr. Rick Marshall, doctoral candidate Holly Cantrell, in some trashy trailer park reject who smells of malt liquor and feet.
I'm standing right here.
I was right, okay? Holly, right here. Just as I predicted, we have fallen through a time portal from our Earth to another dimension where past, present, and future are all mashed up together.
How the hell did this happen?
My tachyon amplifier, that's how it happened.
You mean that shitty boombox pumping show tune?
Yes, it worked.
Well, what the hell is it?
Okay, minor setback. My tachyon amplifier, which undoubtedly will be the only possible way for us to open a doorway home, is nowhere to be seen.
What? What the hell was that?
I have no idea, but let's go find out.
Oh, I found primates. Oh, they got the posture of an australopithecine, but the Sagittarius...
No, shut up. I will not let you ruin this moment. I've waited my entire life to see the mighty Bigfoot.
Man, are you touching yourself?
Marshall, look.
Oh, my God. Tool construction!
Look, they're gonna kill him!
Abomatessa!
Okay, you eggheads, you follow my lead.
Anna just had a party with these guys.
You little monkey bastards! Prepare to bow down and worship me! For behold, ye troglodytes, I command the power of fire.
Well, it's not a good idea.
How you like me now, huh?
You want a disco dance with... Ow! Son of a bitch!
Well done. You've now just given murderous primitives the power of fire.
It's all right, don't be frightened. We're friends.
No cometa! No cometa!
Friends.
Careful, Holly.
Come on. There we go. I spent 3 years at the Manchester Zoo Primate House. I'm recognized in a very primitive language. Now, me, Holly. Holly.
Holly.
Yes, Holly.
Harry.
Holly. Me, Holly, you, you,
Chaka,
no, Holly, Chaka.
Yeah. Will.
Good work, Holly. Let me take over from here.
Greetings, Chaka. I'm Dr. Rick Marshall. Dr. Rick Marshall. Okay. Let's take a look at that ankle. Does that sound good? Keep in mind, Chaka, although I'm a doctor, I'm not a licensed physician. Okay.
I'm just going to take a little look.
How dare you? How dare you? I mean you no harm.
Marshall.
Don't you run from me, you little shit.
Hey.
Oh. Now you're dead! Damn
Now, was that necessary?
Marshal, wait, you'll scare him.
What was that?
Look, he was never in any danger, okay? Chaka, friend, safety,
safety, safety.
Holly, tell him.
Marshal,
yeah?
Habu.
Yeah. Oof, oof.
Habu.
Well, that's more like it. Holly, what did you tell him?
I think I told him that you're a great chief and you're very powerful.
Oh.
And I think he's pledging his lifelong loyalty to you.
Well,
that's hardly necessary, my little friend. But I will honor your customs. And you may serve me. In return, I will be a fair but very strict master.
Off. What is wrong with you people? That ship had swallowed us. I mean, can you all please act like this doesn't happen every single day? You're starting to make me feel really stupid.
Okay, hold on. Let's gather ourselves. Take a deep breath in.
Oh my God!
Fortunately, I've been in this exact situation 3 times before.
When have you ever been in this situation
before?
I've
never been in this situation before. Just trying to keep up morale.
Oh, God. I sure hope that was a coyote.
Good God. It's a feeding station. If anyone knows about meal presentation, it's me.
Oh, God.
Grab hands. Create some momentum. Let's swing over to that tree. Extension.
Okay.
Reach. Good form, everyone. Working in concert. Don't be afraid to point the toe. One more. One more should do it.
Your master commands you to...
Bad talker! Your loyalty is now in question!
That was a dinosaur!
T-Rex! Definitely in predator mode!
Will you hurry up? You're slowing us down! Why are you wearing high heels?
They're not high heels, they're my Florsheim zipper boots!
Why are you wearing Florsheim on a field expedition?
I told you I was not prepped to go into the field!
Wait, we need a photo.
Nice field skills, Holly.
Well, stand over there.
What? This is proof. I'm right and I want photos.
Stand there, we need you for scale.
Scale!
Marshal, do we need the red eye feature?
Yes, his eyes do look red.
Jesus Christ, just take the picture!
Hey, just stand still.
Stand still, please.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Fantastic, run! Run like hell! Where the hell's the monkey? Chaka's waiting for us at the other end of the bridge! Good Chaka, your masters, please!
Marshal, it really looks like he's trying to destroy the bridge! Chaka, wait!
Master, not please! It's okay. He can't cross. He has terrible depth perception. He thinks this chasm is 1 million miles long. Not what you'd call an athlete, Mr. T-Rex. See? Walking away in utter, helpless defeat. After all, his brain is the size of a walnut. Sure, his sense of smell may be acute, but eyesight, hearing, all of his higher functions, completely compromised by that walnut-sized brain pan. I mean, forget about the Polish. It's the T-Rexes who are the real dummies of the world. In fact, Chaka, funny story.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
He's
looking at you, Marshall.
No, he's watching you.
He's looking at everyone.
No, I'm certain he's looking at you.
He is grumpy. I think that's what we should call him. Grumpy.
Yeah, it's a cute name.
Is it gone?
Yeah.
Pussy. What a puss.
This will work just fine. We'll call this base camp.
No, we cannot stay here. Bad things happen in caves, folks. Watch your movies.
Guys, can we just please take a minute to absorb this? I mean, we must be the first people to ever set foot in this world. It's incredible.
He was a famous trumpet man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle.
Oh, God, we're screwed.
It really brought him down.
No. Chaka, no. Go on.
Okay, you know what? I don't want Chaka sleeping in the cave tonight.
Whoa. Not cool, dude.
No, it's a reasonable precaution, all right? He was just about to be executed, and I think he might have done something to deserve it.
Hey, my man is right here. Obviously, he has feelings, okay?
Doesn't have feelings.
Man, come on, look at him. He's adorable. He's a little cuddle machine.
What?
Yeah, at least you could do is let him defend himself.
I don't speak monkey. Anyhow, do you?
No,
I didn't think
here,
so.
Here, let me try. Chaka. Jira Paku.
Chaka. Abuma Pakuni.
He says he's a prince amongst his people.
Bin Desa Pakuni. Torokachaka. Ontataka.
The victim of a treacherous plot to steal his throne.
Chakana Desa.
And the only thing he's ever guilty of was.
Hamasu.
His love.
Oh, brother. Give me a break.
Chaka Abuma Karita.
And he's being treated far too harshly for the very simple crime of.
Dusa Dusa.
Pooping in the village well.
That's why you're not sleeping in the cave.
Yo, tusa jusa, ambasu, tusa jusa.
I can't tell anymore.
Hey, mister.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you going with that?
I'm just going to block the first point of egress here so that we're not vulnerable.
No. Bless your heart. Classic tenderfoot mistake.
Don't beat yourself up over it.
Here's the thing. Never put anything near the mouth of the cave to draw attention to us.
Did you not just see that we drew the attention of a highly intelligent psycho dinosaur?
Look, I think the PhD after my name means I know a little something about dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are creatures of brute instinct. Like I've said before, it's got a brain the size of a walnut. Okay, you got me? A walnut.
What's that?
Sweet Gregor Mendel.
What is it?
It's a walnut.
Obviously, this is between you and him.
Day 2.
0600, Zulu time. Did not sleep last night at all. Not one bit. Still no sign of the tachyon amplifier, our only way home. Field rations are running dangerously low. Thusly, I've made the determination that if need be, if faced with starvation, we will cook and eat Chaka. I've been thinking about this a lot, actually. If Chaka meat were the secret ingredient on Iron Chef, I'm sure Bobby Flay would probably serve it with roasted red peppers and a dash of cumin and a braised polenta. It wouldn't be an easy thing to do, but if you slow roast the little guy, I'm sure that Chaka meat would just fall right off the bone.
Boot train coming through.
Fantastic. I'm absolutely starving. And fresh fruit is like morning at Wimbledon.
Whoa, hold on a second there, Holly. I don't recognize that genus of succulent. Perhaps the native inhabitant can help us. Chaka. Uh-huh. Rick Marshall. Uh-huh. Chaka. Oh. Are they safe to eat? Eat? Eat?
Eat, Marashala.
Eat. Eat. Thank you, Chaka. Thank you so much for listening to me. Sorry for doubting you.
My little friend.
Has a pungent flavor. It smells good. Very meat.
Jesus, Chaka! What the hell?
Friends?
Friends? Well... Yes, technically, I guess. However, I am your master, okay? We have entered into a verbal contract. You need to understand that, okay? Holly, quick, to the cave mouth. Sentry positions.
It looks like a plasma discharge, or maybe beta rays. Marshall? Marshall? Marshall?
Help me, please.
I will.
Marshall? Marshall, where are you going?
Someone or something knows we're here. It's in my head, calling to me.
Get back, Holly!
What are you doing?
I've seen this before. He's got the jungle madness. We gotta put him down while he's still some dignity left. Chaka, let's roll!
What?
You see? This is the place. A beacon. A transmitter. Tapping directly into my prefrontal lobe. What the hell?
Stop it!
Well, I'll be. I guess you weren't crazy. Okay. I'm man enough to say that's my bad.
Wow. That's incredible. The architecture is almost like the Olmec culture of Mesoamerica.
Reminds me of the Prudential Building.
Sarisataka!
I bet somebody's growing weed in here.
You feel that? That ambient energy? Just like at Devil's Canyon.
Yep. Tachyon radiation. Marshall, the meter can't be far.
Oh, shit. Finally something cool, huh? What, no reaction? You guys have seen that before too, I take it, huh? In your lab. What's this thing? Hey, maybe this is where our ancient ancestors hosted the Latin Grammys. Just picture Santana hauling this sucker home.
Ooh, it vibrates.
I wouldn't touch that, all right?
Do you believe in love after love?
That is so dumb and childish.
Do you believe in life after love?
Will, you please be quiet? Dr. Marshall needs silence.
I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough.
Oh, yeah, I really feel it in my forearms.
Yeah, usually you have to pay for something like this.
Oh, gosh.
Holly, you should sit on this.
No! Sarisataka! Sarisataka!
Hmm? What?
Sarisataka!
What is it, Chaka? What did you say?
Sarisataka.
What does he say?
It's the same thing over and over. Sarisataka.
Chorizo tacos.
Are you saying chorizo tacos?
Don't play around because I am super hungry.
Sarisataka.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, I'm afraid we'll never know. Oh, okay. Oh, shit, it's not chorizo tacos.
No immediate danger. Cold-blooded and slow. I repeat, no immediate danger.
Will you stop that? Please, you're freaking me out.
Oh, God. They're everywhere. They're just like zombies.
That's how zombies get you. All you.
We're all gonna die.
Like hell. I'm gonna take at least one of these bastards with me, even if they have to choke to death on my skull. Oh! What, do you want some food, do you?
What are you guys doing?
One second.
In the hell?
Just get in! God, wait, stand down, Holly.
Hang on. Hang on, I think we're safe. We don't seem to be able to make it through the entrance.
Thank God for that. That one keeps peering into my soul.
Well, this is just fantastic. How are we going to just stand in here and suffocate in this tiny little... huge... thingy?
Oh. Wow, that is an efficient use of space.
It's like Snoopy's doghouse.
Look, there's a gold one. Let's stomp its head in.
Do not fear me. I am Enoch, the Altrusion. Thank Vindok you've come to my aid, Rick Marshall.
You know me?
Of course. Even in the farthest reaches of the universe, we have seen your Matt Lauer video. I am a prisoner in this land of the lost. Only you can help me escape. The fate of the universe depends on you.
Well, it's very flattering, Enoch. But I think you found the wrong guy.
No, Rick Marshall. I have summoned you here specifically to help me stop an evil madman who has already conquered my world, and now plans to conquer yours. His name is... the Zarn.
I am the Zarn. Heed my warning or be destroyed.
The Zarn became obsessed with using the power of these crystals to conquer the universe. If he is not stopped, he will open a doorway to your world and lead his army of Sleestak on a rampage across time and space. He must be stopped.
Enoch, buddy, I'm a scientist, you're a scientist. I think together, you and I can figure this out.
You mustn't touch the crystals!
Hey.
The wrong manipulation of the crystals could turn time and space inside out.
What do you need from us?
The Zarn lacks only one thing to enact his evil plan. A device to amplify tachyons and unleash the full power of the crystals.
Well, Marshall's created a device that isolates tachyon interference.
Yeah, I did that.
Of course. With tachyon particles focused along the proper temporal vector, a stable passageway can be opened to any point in the space-time continuum.
You and I are so smart.
Rick Marshall, I knew instantly you could help me.
Thank you.
You are a truly advanced intellect. I don't know how you manage amongst these others.
I don't know how I do either. I really don't.
Excuse me?
You have this tachyon amplifier?
I lost it on the way in. I don't know where. It could be lost in time.
On the contrary, I detected nearby. It... strange. I cannot precisely pinpoint its location. It... moves.
Leave it to us. If it's out there, we'll find it.
Not so fast, amigo. Little rule I live by. Never trust a dude in a tunic.
You live by that rule?
Yes. It's never led me astray.
Right, come on. Enoch, are you well enough to travel?
No. My place is here in the pylon. I must protect the crystals. If you wish to return home, these crystals are the doorway. Your device is the key. Find it before the Zarn does. Bring it to me and rescue us all. Rescue the universe!
All right, everyone, gather around. Let's go. Chop, chop. Hustle up.
Marshall, did you just make that?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a miniatures enthusiast.
It's very impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I see some obvious scaling issues, but...
I think it's pretty damn good. All right, we are here. As you can see, desert, forest. What's this look like?
It's a cave.
That's the cave. That's where we're living. Yeah. Standard volcano. Okay? Now, I will tether Will to this hot air balloon right here, okay? That it will be fitted with a crude tachyon reflector array that I fashioned out of a thermal blanket and a cell phone charger.
I don't remember ever volunteering for that.
Holly, you and I will follow Will's directions as he searches for the telltale ping of the missing and still presumably operational tachyon meter.
Oh, God, he's close.
I've taken care of that. During the course of my professional career, I've done extensive research with reptiles and various birds of prey, of which dinosaurs are.
Well, that's disputable.
Please be quiet. They have a very acute sense of smell. And now, while I've gathered this strictly for genetic research to be used upon our return, I think it would prove wise to use this now. Hadrosaur urine. We are going to cover
Wait. What is that?
Hadrosaur urine.
How'd you get that?
Well, while you were sleeping, I'm out gathering research, okay? This was to be used for genetic engineering, and I was going to write a report on kidney function. But now it'll just be camouflage. We'll all blend in, okay? So, we will cover ourselves.
I'm so sorry. I'm just trying to figure this out.
Oh, my God.
So you've been gathering urine.
Yes, what's the problem?
That means that you stood under a dino dong with a bucket.
If you want to be technical and reduce it to its basis element, yes, I was.
How'd that work out for you?
Are you honestly asking me?
Yeah.
It's very peaceful. It's a little bit like fly fishing. Just out there in the night air, still, calm. And then, zing, you get a big catch. Okay, so, we'll cover our bodies in urine, and they will be virtually undetectable to all dinosaurs. All right, here they come. Should have thought of this a long time ago. Woo! Ah, that's refreshing. Make sure to ingest some, get that in the bloodstream. Don't do that. Whew. Okay, who's next? Really? It's not that bad. Check that. Just starting to burn in my eyes a little bit. Did not plan for that. It gets up in the nostrils, too. You do not want that. Wow. That's early morning stuff. Ooh, that is strong. Maybe a second splash. Reduce some of the effects. Immediately made it worse. Where's my laser pointer? Never mind. We will probably have to be doing... Ow. Who's that?
Maybe we should just follow him. Nice model, though.
Yeah, fine. Let's forget my model. Let's follow the monkey.
Shut up, Chaka!
Are we there yet?
You find this funny, Chaka? This is the damn Bataan death march out here.
God.
Absolutely incredible.
This must be the main entry point into this world.
It's like a cosmic lost and found.
Wow, look at all this kick-ass shit to steal. This is like the world's greatest mall.
Yeah, well, it's just like a mall.
The only thing it's missing is a food court.
Come sit beneath us. Look how they move.
Where all these little chupacabras going to?
I'll tell you where they're going to. Our raft. Tachyon meter can't be far.
Our raft. That's my raft.
Get away from there! Stop pecking on my wrap!
There's your food court.
Ice cream.
Hey, hey, what are you doing?
Right, I'm gonna go pony up and get Chaka a cone. It's his first.
Now, there's a reason why those dinosaurs hang out there. They know.
They know what?
It's feeding time.
Large predators are extremely territorial. Virtually nothing will distract them from each other.
Oh, crap balls!
What do you know? This is one of those situations where dumping piss on your head's a bad idea.
Run!
Leave, Chaka! Lead your master to safety! Hey! Chaka, Doma! Chaka, no! Why? You're a little asshole, Chaka! Spread out! It'll confuse him!
Try running a serpentine pattern! He's incapable of rapid course correction!
Serpentine, everyone! Serpentine! Serpentine! No! Serpentine! Serpentine! Son of a kid!
Hey, Marshall! Tired of being wrong?
I do. I really do, but I'm tired.
Get on your horse, Rick Marshall.
Working as a pair. Fascinating, but terrifying.
Refrigerant.
Inspector.
Gay show tunes.
Cassie, Bebe, tachyon meter. Oh, that blows. That blows.
Marshall, what are you doing?
I'm giving up. And it feels good.
What about finding a way home and validation for your life's work? You're just going to give all that up just to lie here?
Oh, no, of course not. Lying here is just phase one of the plan. It's phase two that gets me really excited. It involves adjusting the angle of my recline and putting this hand halfway down my pants.
Deceptively simple, yet elegant.
Yep. I tried, I failed, and you know what? Once again, it's my own damn vault.
You mean fault?
No, I actually mean vault. It's from a poster with a pole vaulter on it.
That's really freaking stupid, man.
You know, actually, I can't even believe I'm hearing this. Any scientist in his right mind would give
you... Initiating phase two.
Do you know how I first heard about you? As a joke. First year at Cambridge, we used to email your little appearance with Matt Lauer around for a laugh. I mean, as YouTube Hall of Fame moments goes, it was Lauer versus Marshall, and then that monkey pissing in his own face. In that order. But I wasn't laughing. Because I was fascinated. I saw a man who was willing to swim dangerous waters for the sake of his need to know. I took that to heart, Dr. Marshall. I committed myself to your theories, and then I got tossed out of Cambridge for it.
For my theories, you threw your future away?
Yeah, that's what everyone told me. But I didn't believe it, not till now.
Have you seen this monkey video?
Yeah, I've seen it about a dozen times.
God bless the internet. Come on, Chaka. Let's work on our mission statement. How's it going?
What's wrong, little guy? You okay? Lady troubles?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about it. This obviously stays between me and you, but I'm coming up on a 6-year dry spell.
Yeah. Yeah. Tina mamura. Apakunikasa. Pisasa ona.
He says that he misses his tribe. It's a beautiful existence. They're carefree and nomadic, and they live where the food is.
Just like me. I move trace times just to be closer to a Ruby Tuesdays. Yeah, continue.
The women wait on the men.
Odumani.
Serving all the needs.
I'm liking this. Continue.
Masadoma.
Yeah. Though they're ugly. They make up for it with nice personalities. He says, as prince of his tribe, he personally is served by a harem of 7,000 women.
Wow. Not bad, little dude.
Yeah, and they bring him all the apples if you... Yeah, you get the idea. I'm not translating that.
Any room around that fire for a jerk like me?
Thought you gave up.
I did. I gave up on giving up. Sat out there for a long time. Just me, A shame. This little four string.
And I had a change of heart. Tried too long and hard to think of something to say to you guys. Well, I realized there wasn't anything to say. But maybe,
just maybe, there's something I could say.
No, it's all right.
Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition met the greatest earthquake ever known.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's fine.
Apology accepted, dude. That's...
Thanks. You guys are being so generous. Really appreciate it. I think the healing has begun. Met the greatest earthquake ever known. High on the rapids, it struck their tiny rock.
Ah!
That's good. And plunged them down.
I'm so tired. 1,000 feet below. Man, I'm feeling weak.
Really bushwhacked. Anyway, here's how we end it. A little arpeggio, nothing fancy.
I gotta sleep. Land. Land. I'm so tired. What happened?
You had a bug on you, but it's gone now.
Oh, okay.
Rise and shine. Listen up. It's a new day. Yes, we've had a setback. Yes, it is tempting to stay in this world and die. But that's not how the new Marshall rolls. You hear me? Not by a damn sight. This isn't hands down the pants, Marshall, right? This isn't gorging on 2 pints of Ben and Jerry's and a whole spiral cut ham while watching not one, but 2 Mama's Family's reunions, Marshall. Uh-uh. He's gone. Here's the deal. Enoch's counting on us. The whole world's counting on us. If we have any hope of returning home, we need to take back that tachyon meter and take it back hard. That means climbing. Hours of arduous climbing up sheer cliffs. Not tomorrow. Not in a few hours. But right now. Understood?
Yep.
Understood, Will? Mm-hmm. Let's move out, you pansies.
Hey! This is not a race! Okay. Again, step, kick, kick, leap, kick, cut. 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 Right. Let's do the whole combination facing away from the mirror. From the top. A 5, 6, 7, 8.
What the hell?
Pterodactyl eggs incubating all over the caldera.
And there's your shitty boombox.
Across a sea of thin volcanic glass. Okay, Will. What you're going to want to do is evenly distribute your weight while at the same time keeping an eye out for the eggs. Hey, Will. I know you're faking. Okay. Chaka! Chaka! Come on. Fine. Maybe I need to listen to the words of a group of young kids trying to make it on stage. God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it.
Marshall. Be careful.
I'm up. I'm up. I got this. Oh, Marshall, you got it.
Do me a favor. Just keep an eye on the mother, okay?
You mustn't change the surface temperature of the eggs. Even a drop of sweat could activate the hatching process.
Right.
I really need this job. Please, God, I need this job.
Boys, the whole group, ready, a 5, 6, 7, 8, a...
Why are they hatching?
The music. It must be like a lullaby.
God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. How many people does he need? God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. How many boys, how many girls? Look at all the people. At all the people.
How many people does he need? How many boys? How many girls? How many people does he...
I really need this job. Please, God, I need this job. I've got to get this job.
I miss this place that proves I was right. Oh, drink. Drink, yes. Oh, that is delicious and refreshing.
Sweet and sour like Chinese food. Huh?
He's saying it's a celebratory drink in his village.
Cheers.
Yeah, it brings a joyful lightness to the heart and soul.
No.
Oh, no, sorry, it's not joyful lightness. A better translation would be howling loneliness. And then your bravery will be tested as your mind fogs. And the shadow hags will rise from the graves and hold you in an icy embrace. And it'll feel like your bowels being pierced by a ghost serpent. Well, that can't be right.
No, that can't be right.
Chaka, Maki Rishu Dondo.
Oh, no. Bomba.
Oh, okay, so it's not ghost serpent. It's much closer to zombie dick.
Magala!
I think it might be narcotic.
Is that so?
Need you to be honest with me, okay? You a cop? It's not an answer, Chaka. That's your name. Seriously, by law, you have to tell me if you're a police officer.
Marco?
Oh, well. You wearing a wire?
Hello?
Marco.
Polo.
Oh, hello. Hot coffee.
I need food. Marshall!
Yeah?
Fruit me, buddy.
I owe you an apology. Okay, I'm a guest in your land. A guest who came unannounced, uninvited, and I've treated you like a toilet. A toilet. I want to make it up to you. Because the love I feel for you, I'm not exaggerating, is a billion times greater than the love for mankind that Jesus felt on the cross. You could take that to the bank.
Mamara.
I'm so glad you guys squashed that. I love you guys so much. You guys are amazing. I'll never want to go home.
No.
This is just like Sandals Resort.
Mm-hmm.
It's good people, a lot of good food. Good times. I'm gonna make this my life. I'm just gonna be here all the time.
Yeah.
Hey.
You're funny, Chaka.
He's hilarious.
You're funny.
His jokes are disgusting.
You're funny.
Hey, for real though?
Mm-hmm.
How much money would I have to pay y'all to French kiss each other?
For real?
Totally for real.
For real.
Tongue is in his monkey mouth.
Hey, if it doesn't leave the three of us, I'd do it for free right now.
It's not going to leave here.
I'd do it right now.
Let me see it. Kiss him.
It doesn't leave the three of us?
Never. I won't tell anybody. Who am I going to tell?
I'm going to kiss him.
I'm
going to do it.
Come here.
What?
Come
here.
Yeah. You guys are gross.
I don't want to do it.
Oh,
I changed my mind.
Dinosaur eggs. Dinosaur poo.
This is the Zarn. Heed my warning or be destroyed.
We're just trying to get home.
Enoch the Altrusion has escaped our custody. He has overtaken the central pylon and its crystals, and now plans to lead his army of Sleestak on a rampage across time and space. If you're hearing this, heed my warning. Do not believe... No! Enoch, no!
Gotta go, mom.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window. Let me know everything's alright.
Holly?
Summer breeze makes me feel
Holly?
Taking Holly. Chaka, we've got a mission for you. Now listen closely.
I don't know what that means.
Just come on.
Sentries. Classic hive behavior. They're obviously on patrol. Yep, just like drones, tirelessly hunting.
Dude, it looks like they're getting ready to make out.
No.
He's about to tap that ass.
Would you shut up? He's not about to tap that ass. Oh, you're right. He's totally tapping that ass.
Wow. Our own little private show.
Oh, God, they shit. Just focus.
We find you guilty of providing assistance to Enoch the Ultrusion.
There she is.
Prepare to meet the Sleestak God.
Stop!
Marshal!
Do not interfere.
Dude, what the hell are you doing?
This one was caught trying to deliver a tachyon device to Enoch.
You want Holly? You've got to deal with us.
Don't.
Because we're all friends of Enoch.
Enoch the Ultrusion is guilty of the destruction of an entire civilization.
Entire what now?
Convicted of his crimes, he was sentenced to 10,000 years imprisonment.
What?
And made to wear a tunic as a symbol of his deceit.
Told you, dude. Tunic.
As his allies, you shall die as well.
Seize them!
What about our working relationship?
I wanted to do that since I first met you.
We could have been doing this the whole time.
Yeah, but I was worried it wouldn't be professional or distract you from your work.
No, not distracting. Never distracting.
Are you guys kidding me? Come on, really? Now is the time for this?
You know, he's right. We've got to stop eating it, because right now he has the upper hand, and I know we have the element of surprise, but...
Yeah, about that.
What?
We sent Chaka to go get him.
Well then, Rick Marshall.
Coming here represents a slight adjustment to my plans, but no matter. I have what I need. And it's all thanks to you, Dr. Marshall. And this.
Don't. We're outgunned.
My Sleestaks stand prepared. With the power of the crystals, they are my slaves. My conquering army. Thanks to your device, I can lead an invasion force anywhere I choose in all of time and space. But I believe I will begin with your Earth. My Sleestaks reproduce quickly.
Oh yeah, we already caught some of that action.
In mere weeks, your world will be overrun by their scaly offspring. And when I'm standing in the cinders of your civilization, I'll be sure to give you full scientific credit. I know how important that is to you. Now save your strength. You'll need it.
need it. What is it?
Marshall?
Oh, great.
Right, you run and I'll distract him. He's not after me.
No. I'm not running. This ends here.
Marshall, what are you doing?
Maybe what I was always meant to do. Now just go. I'll meet you at the pylon. I hope.
No, we're not leaving without you.
Go! Get out of here. I don't love you. Go!
Ow! Marshall!
Get! You're ugly.
Look, we're gonna do this for real. Take this. Got some high-powered fireworks in here that might come in handy.
Are you kidding me? You mean you've been carrying a bag of fireworks around with you this whole time? There's literally a dozen situations where we could have used these.
Shh. He's right. None of that's important now, okay? Listen, I gotta just level with you, bro. I misjudged you. I thought you were just a dumbass dude who dressed stupid, but I'm wrong. You're solid.
Thanks.
Thick or thin, I will follow you into battle at any time. You hear me? Absolutely any time.
Okay. How about now?
Like right now?
Yes.
Honestly, I didn't really expect you to call the favor in this soon. So, on this one, unfortunately, I have to say no. But I think it's going to be awesome for you, for personal growth, just to hit this one solo. I'm going to be rooting for you. Okay? Trenches, bro. It's all about love. Okay? After this time, I'm there for you, okay? Anytime after now.
He's your man, not me.
Like each other. Yes. And only one will remain. I'm just gonna have to fight you at your own game. Stay back. Damn, you're quick. Because you're a dinosaur. But you don't carry around these, do you? Huh? Welcome to the Big Bang Theory, my friend. Damn it, Will!
Bastard! realize who you just ate, do you? Probably the most brilliant man ever. Probably the only man who ever really knew you. All right, so he was wrong about the size of your brain, but you don't go and eat a man for that. You reason with him, you stupid idiot. He was your future. He was my future. And I'm never going to get a chance to tell him that because of you.
Let's go. I'm sorry.
Right. Now we must get home. We're going to get back and we're going to tell the world what Dr. Rick Marshall did here today. Bastards. I am sick and tired of you slow moving little wankers.
All right, little dude. Let's do this.
Lock and load.
Friend, take us home.
Woo! Woo!
Right there, guy. Right back there. Nice.
Woo!
Good shit.
That's it.
Over there. Oh, the horror!
Oh, God, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Let's do it, pal.
Woo!
Wouldn't it be cool if he'd slide down Grumpy's tail just like Fred Flintstone would do?
Woo!
I have lived.
Oh, easy.
Hey, come on, I'm tickled.
Marshall! What happened?
Dude, we thought you had died.
Died?
No.
That was just a minor setback.
Okay, let's go home. No, wait. This is insane. We saw you go down Grumpy's take hole. What, did you puke out or something?
Well...
No, it's not possible. The T-Rex lacked a gag reflex.
Not important right now.
Wow!
I'm okay, and that's it.
This is a puzzle.
Look, I'd really rather not talk about it. Now, let's light this candle.
Now, Marshall, how did you get out?
I will talk to you about it later. Individually, to each one of you. I'll explain it. Oh, jeez. Would you grow up?
Oh, my God.
Yes, he pooped me out.
Oh, now you guys are friends?
While I was snaking my way through his bowels, I don't know. I must have dislodged some sort of intestinal blockage. And yes, he's in a much better mood now. So, can we move on? I really would like to go home.
You were deuced out by a dinosaur. That is incredibly cool.
Grumpy, listen, when you talk about this, and you will, please be gentle. Okay? All right, gangsta, let's bones it out. Don't worry about it, it's hard with your vestigial arm. Let's go, guys. To freedom.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Now, the doorway opens.
Enoch! It's over. You're not going anywhere.
You think you can challenge me? Magellan Cutter!
I wrestled that for
do.
JV!
Fight! 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 Yaka! Stick around with Ballbreaker! Rats! Marshall! I'm coming in! Oh, misfire!
What have you done? The door. It's closing forever.
Barely holding. Let's go.
Ha! It's your home. Oh, your comrade, Dr. Marshall.
No, it isn't. Reverse!
You die!
I got this yellow vessel on lockdown. I'm gonna stay.
What?
Yeah. I've been talking to my man Chaka. He pitches a pretty good world. I mean, think about it. My home was never in the real world. Never belonged. This could be a fresh start for me. Now make some new friends. I could be somebody. A winner.
Ow!
Wow, I really admire you right now.
I just feel like so many people go through this life looking for what I found here, you know? And they themselves, they never find it.
Or worse, they find it, they let it slip away.
I'm so afraid of that happening.
You wouldn't be human if you didn't feel scared.
Marshall! Please, you can't leave me here like this, with him. As one scientist to another, I beg you for mercy.
Science shows no mercy. And neither do I.
That's good.
Thank you.
Let's go, Ollie.
Ready?
Ready.
Chaka, technically I'm still your master.
Say, you have grown into a beautiful woman.
Hey, where's Will?
He went to a better place.
You killed him.
No. No, he went to a strange world. A world of dinosaurs, monkey people, lizard people. A hole in space and time, a virtual land of the lost. And as hard as it is to believe, Will chose to stay.
All right, cool.
See those sea stacks kick the crap out of Phoenix. I've never seen him move so fast. Yeah, I couldn't agree more, little buddy. Tunic. Hop up. I got you. Come on. Oh, man. You are deceptively heavy.
I'm a king, sir! In a prayer!
Chaka! God!
The kings!
Yeah. Is what your women look like?
Hop up, be cool, be cool, be cool. Whoa, 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 whoa! Easy, stand down, stand down.
I got this.
How's it going? I'm Will, pretty much Chaka's best friend. I'm here to offer y'all protection and shelter and really pretty much anything that you guys would ever need.
Okay.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's denim.
Denim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that, huh? Hey, you're back there too. Okay. This was definitely a good choice.
This is Today with Matt Lauer.
It's been some time since my final guest was here, but after the remarkable events of the past year, he needs no introduction. He's back with a new book and more startling evidence of, you guessed it, time warps.
The pipes allowed, I asked.
That's great news. You've had quite a year.
Actually, a stellar year, Matt. In fact, I brought you back a dinosaur egg, which my beautiful partner and lover, Holly Cantrell, was gracious enough to transport. And I'm obviously very excited about my new tome.
It's a book.
16 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list.
Let me get to your discovery, Doctor, because...
This is for you. I signed it. You're supposed to say the title and the publisher.
That's not going to happen.
Just say it.
No!
Just say the damn title.
Fine. Matt Lauer Can Suck It by Dr. Rick Marshall.
I was so surprised that your attorney signed off on that. I was like, are you sure? Is this going to be okay? He said, yeah, go for it.
Son of a bitch.
Ow! Ow! You puss!